Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you an indoor soccer fan? If not, I'd suggest you give it a look. Home opener for the reincarnation of the Cleveland Crunch tomorrow. It's at the IX Center. Standing room tickets only left, Andy?
Sold out, yeah.
Is that
just
correct?
Talked to him 2 seconds ago. Sold out, but if you want to go to the IX Center, you can buy standing room tickets.
Well, tomorrow's a big deal, not just because it's the home opener, but along with that, the Crunch is going to retire the number 16 that was worn by one of the great athletes to have ever played in our city, regardless of the sport. And I say that in complete sincerity. Joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He wore number 16 for the Crunch back in the heyday. He's Mr. Zoran Karic. Z, how are you?
Hey.
Good. Thanks, Andy.
Good to have you with us. Jeff Phelps here. How you been?
Hey, good. How you been?
Last time I saw you, you were on a golf course, but then again, that's about the only place you ever are during the summertime.
Hello?
You there, Z?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Don't worry. I said the last time I saw you, you were on a golf course, but that's about the only place you ever are.
That's true.
Congratulations. Getting your number retired by the organization, that's a big deal. How'd you find out about it, and what's it all about?
Yes, it is. I'm pretty excited about it. It's nice, you know, after all these years to be recognized and have all my friends and people, you know, in this town, you know, to support and show up. And it's just a great feeling all around.
Yeah, what's it like for you when you look back on this and, you know, you get ready to get your jersey retired tomorrow? You got folks coming tomorrow. And, you know, what does this city mean to you? What does Cleveland mean to you?
Well, it means it's my home, really. I mean, I've been here 33 years, and it's definitely my home. I love everything about it, really. And like I said, I have a great memories back last 30 years. We won 3 championships, and it's you know, playing soccer, sports for a living, it's awesome. It really is. It's a dream. So,
Zoran, when the Cleveland Force was here, and you were with the Force for a little bit early on, you came back and you were with the Force later, but when you came to the Crunch, you know, Hector Marinero was here. There were some other terrific players. You played with Tommy Tanner and Otto Worf, Andy Schmetzer, a bunch of guys. And I don't think a lot of folks knew much about the game. I'll admit I didn't know much about the game. And then I covered your championship series. And I can tell you, it was one of the most exciting events I've ever covered in sports. It was nuts. And there was a peaceful riot afterwards. The place was going absolutely bananas. And when you guys won that title, it truly was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Had you ever played in an environment that was that intense as it was in the Convo?
That was probably highlights of my career. Like I said, I played in San Diego before that, and I won twice there 2 years in a row, but it was nothing like that night in Kamikaze Center. Double overtime. We waited 45 minutes. Game was late because it was that many people try getting the game in a building. Hello?
No, we're still listening. Yeah. Tell us the story. Continue. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, it was just everything was about a game. Looked like it's going to be special. First championship, double overtime. We brought series back to Cleveland, and a lot of people didn't expect that. And that's why the game was late, 45 minutes, because it was probably 4,000 or 5,000 people trying to get in late, because, like I said, a lot of people didn't know that's going to happen. So it was, and then, like you said, afterwards, it was just an awesome time.
It was nuts.
See, why do you think Cleveland's been, when we've had success, especially I think back to going to Force games when I was a kid, just like this is a good indoor soccer town when we have good teams, isn't it? It's a lot of fun to play here. I'm just trying to think about the first time you ever came to Cleveland to play. I'm assuming that would have been San Diego, right? To play an indoor game here.
I got traded. Back in '87, I was playing against Force when the '87 season, '88 season. That's the Wolfson fold. The Cleveland Force,
right
after that season. But that was the first time they made it to the championship series against San Diego. And I played for San Diego that year. And actually, I scored the winning goal in the fourth game when we sweep them in the Coliseum. And
I have nightmares over that. I just want you to know I cry every night. I think, there goes another championship for Cleveland. No, I'm just teasing you.
Like I said, Wolfson is just a typical explanation why the league didn't, why the indoor soccer never made it, because he was good he was willing to spend money. He was dreaming big, willing to spend money, bring the good players, have a good franchise, but it's just egomaniac. Those people, those owners back in those days, they were not thinking about league. Everybody was thinking about how to make their own money to their own franchise to be successful. And they never really – they have a couple shots to be in national TV. We did have a couple years on ESPN, but they never really worked together to build a league, strong league. And that's the only way you can survive. And that's why a lot of those franchises, still like San Diego, is still successful. Baltimore Blast, Milwaukee, St. Louis, but they really have a hard time selling the indoor game in this country. I don't know why, but because that game is the American sport, really, because nobody else plays except the United States.
Zoran Karic joining us. His number 16 will be retired by the Cleveland Crunch tomorrow night at the IX Center. Zoran, there was in covering the championship, I remember in you and Hector Marinaro were – the dynamic duo, incredibly gifted offensive players in indoor soccer. But I remember talking specifically to Hector after the game, and he said something, because Cleveland hadn't won a title in forever. And he said something that stuck with me. He said, look, we know we're not the Browns or the Indians or the Cavaliers, but we play in this city. We love this city. If the people in this city want to embrace us as a champion, great. If not, we're still really proud to have played for the city of Cleveland. And that stuck with me all of these years. And I know he was speaking for all of you guys, because there are so many of you guys who still live in this area, work in this area, have made this area your home. You're one of them. And I know it meant more to you guys than I think most people would ever, ever think.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like you just said now, it's we could never compare us to Browns and Cavaliers and obviously Indians. But like I said, we do have pride. We do. It is a professional league, and to be professional, especially soccer, it's biggest sport in the world, and to play a professional level and be successful, it's something. It really is. I mean, it's something that's gonna stay for the rest of my life. I mean, it's a great memories. And like I said, in this town, I met so many good people, so many good families, and they appreciate that. They love it. You know what I mean? So I've been very lucky and fortunate to end career in this town. So
let me take you into a different sport. Right now we see the Cavaliers with two guys who are really good with the ball, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland. I think they're still kind of trying to figure it out a little bit, how to exactly work together. You had to do that with Hector Marinaro. You know, you
exactly.
were two big-time scorers, two big-time really gifted offensive players, exactly. and you were each used to being the man. How did you make that work?
Well, it took us a while. It took us, I don't know if you remember, back in the first 2-3 years. Obviously, I was coming from San Diego. Hector was already the big star, the superstar in the new Crunch team. They brought him from L.A. And like I said, it took us a couple of years, 2 years, 3 years to really turn and work together I sacrificed a lot because back in those days, before that, I was scoring a lot of goals. And later on, I was they used to call me pass master. I was willing to make Hector even better. I was willing to pass the ball more even than score a goal. And like I said, we developed a great relationship. He's a great guy, great family. So. It didn't happen overnight. That's for sure. So that's why I think Cavs have a bright future, long if they keep those two guys. So they can have a great next 5 years at least.
Doesn't matter the sport if you know how to score, whatever it is.
That's true.
You're going to be pretty good, Zoran. It's great to catch up with you.
Congratulations
on the honor, and thank you for all that you did in the city back in the day. Because man, you guys were fun to watch.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Zoran.
Enjoy tomorrow. Enjoy it.
His number 16 will be retired tomorrow by the Cleveland Crunch, their game at the IX Center, home opener.
Standing room only.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.